HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
India will usher in a new era as it paces towards the 100th year of independence and will be known for its many achievements and many accomplishments as one of the leading nations across the world, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval said on Friday. It will be a different India at that time. India is on the march and you will see that you will be leading these police forces at a time when it will bring India, which has got a new place in the international arena, Doval told Young Indian Police Service, IPS, officers in Hyderabad. China has been rapidly building up its troop presence along the 240-kilometer stretch of the line of actual control adjoining Kinnaur and Lahaul and Spiti districts of Himachal Pradesh over the past 1 year, besides accelerating the construction of roads, bridges and helipads. In its report to Himachal Pradesh Governor Rajendra Arlekha, the state police have cited the troop build-up and rapid construction of infrastructure along the 9 passes on the Lac in the 2 remote districts. With the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China passing the historical resolution on Thursday, President Xi Jinping has joined the pantheon of communist gods along with party founder Mao Zedong and reformer Deng Xiaoping, and paves way for his third term as paramount leader next autumn. While the historical resolution sings paean for Xi Jinping thought, it glosses over the humongous turmoil, devastation and political upheavals of the 1950s, 60s and 70s during the Mao era. Unlike the 1981 resolution under Deng that pointed to mistakes during Mao's Cultural Revolution, the 2021 resolution simply refers to the period as one of socialist revolution and construction. The clout of President Xi is quite evident, as he is mentioned 17 times in the historical resolution as compared to Mao, who features 7 times, and economic reformer Deng mere 5 times. Analysis data on the safety and efficacy of Bharat Biotech's vaccine against COVID-19, Covaxin, following its Phase 3 clinical trials, has been peer-reviewed and published in the medical journal, The Lancet. It came 4 months after the India-based company demonstrated, in a published preprint study, that its vaccine against the coronavirus disease had 77.8% efficacy against symptomatic cases and 93.4% against severe symptomatic cases. According to the study, efficacy data of the whole virion inactivated vaccine further demonstrates 63.6% protection against asymptomatic disease and 65.2% protection against the B.1.617.2 Delta variant. In yet another immigration-friendly move that would benefit thousands of Indian-American women, the Biden administration has agreed to provide automatic work authorization permits to the spouses of H-1B visa holders, most of whom are Indian IT professionals. An H-4 visa is issued by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, to immediate family members, spouse and children under 21 years of age, of the H-1B visa holders. The visa is normally issued to those who have already started the process of seeking employment-based lawful permanent resident status in the US.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.